Is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt Leach on the other side of the glass. Special guest Isaiah Ho from Wolverine's Wire.
Oh, so close.
Gotcha. Also, Anthony and his sons here. What's the son's name?
Well, his name is Ethan, but I'm Eric.
I got Anthony on the mind.
Now you owe him a smoothie now.
I didn't promise him smoothies. No, but,
you owe everybody smoothies.
Like, yeah. Fine.
But I heard you're giving out smoothies.
I am giving out smoothies.
Yeah, so
if I mess up.
Will you mess
up? No, I ain't mess up.
I didn't look at you and say. Yesterday.
Yeah, you can. Hey, you got. I got Kendall's from 2 weeks ago. There's a blueberry bliss in there.
I don't think I want a 2 week.
I wouldn't take it either, but I'm just saying. If I'm giving out smoothies, you got one right in there. 734-998-1050. Give us a call. Any questions you have or anything like that, please, because JJ wants to be first. That's the one guy. And you said it, Isaiah. Yep.
Every week I've been on here in studio, JJ's been first.
Well,
ain't first, you last.
Exactly. Let's let him get his words in. What up, JJ? How you doing, man?
Well, I just drove by the station on my way back to.
And you could have stopped in too.
To Lincoln Park. I came home from Chicago today. I picked up Jumbo. He's sleeping right next to me in the car, and I got to go through Battle Creek
Jumbo
twice.
The dog.
Yeah,
nice.
Jumbo's my new dog.
Well, I was letting everybody know that Jumbo is the dog.
And I got to go through Battle Creek twice, home of one Pinky Higgins, there and back. What a magnificent day. I heard Wang's on the airways. Now I wanted to add a little bit more to his story. You guys don't remember because you weren't around campus back then.
No, we weren't. I was a little kid kicking people's ass.
Listen, we lost the last few games of 1979. We lost to Purdue. Brian Ozzy Virgil got a couple punts on, and they got a big lead on us, and we lost to him down at Rossade. Came home and lost to Ohio State 18-15, got a punt block again in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game, and then we went and lost to Lawrence Taylor in South Carolina when they took care of Mr. Wangler in the first half.
Right.
With a nice sack. We lost that game. Then we came home the next year and barely beat Northwestern when they were putrid. And lost those games to Notre Dame and to South Carolina. So we lost 5 or 6 games. Jamie, it was kind of like the 85 season coming up the 84. And people were howling all around the stadium. And that team proved that they could turn it around. They turned it around just like the 85 team did. And just like the 97 team did after 4 straight losses. And my hairs were standing up on my back and my arms listening to Johnny Wang's all come and say what he does. He's repeating the mantra that I've been saying. This is a special season. And I just got a feeling in my bones. Some of us old-timers get these old feelings in our bones and stuff. We remember things. And as being a history major, I can tell you this. History often repeats itself. So, and I want just to remind you guys of one thing. The reason why this show is so highly rated is because of Matt Leach or your guests, or even you, James Walter. It's because everybody's waiting for me to call in. Hopefully, one day, I'll talk about the men's swim team. So it's radio for two. Go blue, baby. Go blue. Beat FMU.
Thanks, JJ. And take care of Jumbo. I expect to see Jumbo someday. And if he's as big, if he gets as big as the real Jumbo, you in trouble.
I was hoping JJ went with Pinky.
What?
I was hoping he went with Pinky.
He gave me the option of the name the dog, and he gave me two options: mm-hmm. Pinky or Jumbo. And I love Pinky.
Any other great nicknames from that 85 team?
Soup, Eric Campbell.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He got it.
Yeah.
He likes that one.
He got that one. He said, ooh.
Maybe what I'd go with, honestly. But that's just me being an Eric Campbell fan as a person.
Okay, all right. I mean, but everybody calls him Soup.
Yeah.
I mean, we went with that as soon as he came into camp. It was like, Soup! And he was Soup.
One of the best wide receiver coaches of all time.
Yeah, I'd say.
Love him.
He had some great receivers, too. He developed some great receivers in his day.
That's it.
I mean, did a great job, fantastic job. He's doing a great job. What? What did he call back for?
I don't know. He wasn't there when I picked up the phone.
Oh, he butt dialed. Or the dog butt dialed.
Maybe Jumbo got him.
Exactly.
Maybe Jumbo got him.
He didn't want to hear us debating why he should have a different name. That's what it was. The dog, he had enough already.
Yeah, the dog is dog. The dog's name is Jumbo. That's it. We moved it. When you get a dog and you decide, Eric, you decide, you go, I want, he's doing it again. When you get a dog, you will name him Pinky, right?
No, Soup.
Soup. He likes soup. He doesn't like soup.
Sam might get mad at me, but I'm going to name him Woodley. I kind of like Woodley.
You're going to call him Woodley?
Yeah, I like Woodley.
Oh, you got a fight in the house then. What?
No, he just wanted to point out. Wanted to point out the dog that he was getting was a dachshund.
Ah,
so
a smaller dog.
So it's a smaller dog, so right. Pinky would have made more sense, it being a smaller dog,
sure.
And then Jumbo's kind of ironic, so that's why those were the two names that he went with.
Okay. All
no right. Disrespect to Soup or anybody else on that 85 team who had a good old nickname.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there was all kinds of nicknames. All kinds. Everybody had good nicknames. 734-998-1050, 734-998-1050. So you've got to take this game seriously. And you know these players. You know how they feel. We talked about it. They got to come out, and they got to drill down, and they got to give the effort.
I don't think that since Jim Harbaugh arrived, they're ever not taking a game seriously, mm-hmm. especially it's funny because every year, it's every couple weeks or so, you anytime before a big game or whatever, someone tries to ask Coach Harbaugh the same question, which is, what does this game mean? And it's every single you get the same. It's been the same response since December 2014. It's we look at every game as a big game,
mm-hmm.
championship game,
mm-hmm.
and I have no doubt that's how they're looking at it. I don't think that's a canned response, but I don't think it's a canned, like, I think that's really how they're approaching everything because there's such meticulous preparation that goes on for all this. And it's like Devin Gardner told me earlier this week, when we were talking about Western, it's mm-hmm. like any win in college football is a big win because it's so hard to win. You sit there and say, like, okay, it's 49-3 against Western Michigan. That's what's supposed to be. But at mm-hmm. the same time, it's like these are scholarship players as well. These are guys that, yeah, maybe they didn't, necessarily get the offers that, some of these Michigan guys have. They weren't necessarily getting offered by Alabama, but that, Western has players that they have Drake Harris, who obviously he didn't work out here at Michigan, but mm-hmm. he had an Ohio State offer.
Sure.
He came here to Michigan. Some of these players end up at these other schools for different reasons, but they're on scholarship as well.
Right.
There's a reason behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I go to a lot of high school games. I see some of these guys play, and there's a lot of times where it's such a fine line between being a player that plays at your blue bloods, your Michigans, and, that go and play elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you even look at players like, granted, A.J. Dillon, who played yesterday, right. He had a Michigan offer. He was committed to Michigan. Mm-hmm. Ends up at Boston College. Now, I think a lot of people would take a look at a Boston College player and say, well, I don't know if they would cut it at Ohio State or Alabama,
mm-hmm.
or obviously Michigan. But you look at that guy's balling out.
He is balling out. So, he he's seriously balling out. And you look at that guy, you may say, that guy could play for that team, for those two teams.
And he didn't have a ton of offers.
Mm-mm.
He had the Michigan offer and he committed to Michigan, but he didn't have a ton of offers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes it takes a little bit to get a guy discovered. You look at a game like SMU, those guys are on scholarship as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you have a handful of guys there that had some big time offers and chose to go to Southern Methodist University.
Right.
So Michigan can't go out and take them lightly. And I don't think that they will, because I think it's been drilled into them time and time again that they need to go out and handle business, especially against teams that they can do that against. And, so far through 3+ years, that's what we've seen against the teams that they can do that against.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're my sample size, Eric.
Okay.
We've been talking about fans, negative fans.
Okay.
Fans turn negative when Michigan doesn't do what everybody thinks they're supposed to do. When they don't win. They turn negative, and it's really on social media is where they turn negative. So are you one of those people, or you understand, or?
Well, being a...
talking to the mic. I can't hear you when you're not talking to the mic.
Sorry about that.
And then Matt's going to tell me, and I got to tell you. So okay. I just told you before Matt told me.
Okay. Way to be on the J-Mo.
I'm on top of it, see?
Well, you know, being a being somebody that played and somebody to coach, I know that it takes a lot to actually get out on that field and play. And there's a lot of things as a coach you have no control over. So it's easy to watch, sit on your couch and watch TV and say, oh, that guy should have did that, or why did he call this? And, you know, I promise you, Jim never called nothing that he didn't think was going to work. Everything he called, he thinks going to work. It's a lot of stuff that goes into it. Player has to execute it. You know, he can tell the player to do whatever. Player don't execute what he put out there, didn't work. So you have to know what you're watching. If you know, you can go out there and say, oh, this, you know, these guys suck. No, these guys don't suck, because who on that field you're a better football player than. If you're not a better football player than the guy you saying that suck, don't say the guy suck. And you know, this just be, you know, being honest. It's okay to, you know, criticize or be critical, but it's when people go over the top and it gets personal and they start personally attacking the kid, because these kids don't get paid. These kids, there's no kid on that team that's not giving his all. For nothing else, there's a guy behind him that's waiting to take his spot. So you don't want to just be like, oh, this guy suck and he can't play. If he couldn't play, he wouldn't be here. So you just got to be objective with what you're seeing.
But I, the fan that I'm talking about is that fan that maybe a ticket holder. Maybe he's bought that Jordan. He bought the Jordan shoes. He bought the shirt. He got his what do you call it? The season shirt, the yellow shirt that whatever it says this year.
We call it Maze here in Anna.
Whatever. I know. I'm talking about that fan. So he's that fan that wears that yellow shirt, and he invested. He's invested into it.
Well, I can promise you this. There's no fan that wants to win more than the players and the coaches.
And it's go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say it's funny because that's absolutely true, but then you get the it's actually I kind of lost my train there, so I'll let you just go ahead.
But you know, it's no one wants to win more than the player than the coaches. The coaches have their jobs on the line. The players have their spot on the line. Like, everybody on that team wants to win. There's nobody on that team that don't care if they win. You know, and I heard someone make a point earlier today when they were saying about someone saying the players didn't want it, or that's why they're not performing well. You know, trust me, these guys want it. For one, they don't want to hear from the guys that have the May shirt and the season tickets. You know, these guys don't live in a bubble. They read this stuff. You know, you can't help but read it.
Which amazes me, because I always say, turn off your phones. Don't press in. Don't participate with these. But to what Isaiah said, they look at social media. They answer questions. They tell you we're gonna be better next week, or we're gonna be better next year, or this and that. They interact.
A lot of times it's not even because they want to see it. It's like we had talked to Juwan Bushel-Beatty earlier in the week, and he's like, I'm not seeking it out. It just finds its way onto my timelines.
Mm-hmm.
It finds its way into the Discover tab in my Instagram. He's like, I'm not trying to see people saying all these negative things. Now, here's what I was going to say is...
I knew we'd bring it back for it.
Finally. Mind works. It just takes a couple hours to get it going. Is that... You know, for all the criticism and everything, they hear it and they use it to motivate. But at the same time, because a lot of people that I've seen this defense on social media the last couple days, they say, well, that's why we do it. You know, we do it because we're trying to motivate them. It's like they don't need that. They don't need that motivation. They use it to motivate, but that's not exactly the right motivation that you want to have. So
now that angry fan is tweeting or reaching out from a social media standpoint because it's motivating.
He thinks it's making the player better when the player already knows where he messed up if he messed up, number one. He knows it, and then you know who's going to tell him next? His coach.
Right.
His position coach, the head coach. you know, his coordinator. They're all he's going to hear it a million times before, you know, Mr. Know-it-all fan comes out and says, you know, you need to be picking it up better because you're just a terrible, terrible person that has delusions of. That's what I always hear is like when a guy says something like, you know, well, the offensive line is, you know, it's not as bad as fans say. And then you hear like, you know, this guy is delusional. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, what do you want? And what do you want him to say anyway? You know, like you want him to come out and be like, well, we're really bad this last game, and we're gonna go ahead and shut down the offensive line.
Right, or just go put five new guys in there that haven't played together. But we're gonna do that because you know what? These fans know better than me,
and that's delusional.
It just bothers me when you hear or when you see. I see it, and I see the young men get it because you know you look at what they're answering you to. I'm like, who is he answering, and what was the question? And I go to their timeline. I'm like, okay, and it's not weird because they're trying to answer the question, trying to be legit. Look, I was honestly working hard.
Yeah, but see what they have to realize is every player responds differently to different things. You got players that, you know, they respond well to a kick in the butt, and some players respond better to a pat on the back. You have to be able to distinguish which player responds to what. You can't kick all the players in the butt. You can't pat all of them on the back, you know. So, you know, when you're think you are encouraging them, you know, sometimes you can make that guy go into a shell. You know, you can get in that guy's head and he's, you know, believe it or not, man, these are young men. These are young guys.
Like, that's why I think, and I know it's wrong for my thinking, I think the coach should say, no social media. Shut it down. I don't want you out tweeting. I don't want you out posting. I don't want you doing any of that. I don't want you answering with these fans. Now, fans probably think I'm crazy, and that's their opportunity to talk to these athletes. That's a way that they can communicate directly with those athletes and interact, and they find out what's going on. But if you're that angry fan, you shouldn't be doing it anyway.
And in the end, do you think, you know, when you're out there saying mean, angry things, do you think that you're going to be, like, that you're helping them anyway? I mean, it's like that they're already playing for you. So knowing that you're disappointed doesn't help ingratiate them that much more. You know, it's like, well, that guy already thinks that I'm terrible. I remember, you know, what's his name, you know, Go Blue, you know, 1969,
right?
You know, like, already told me I'm terrible. You know, like, how does that help?
Well, I can be honest, look, when we lost the game, when I played, other than go to class, you didn't see me around on campus, nowhere doing nothing. I felt so bad because, first of all, I disappointed my coach. I disappointed the head coach, the running back coach, the offensive coaches, and I disappointed my teammates, the whole offensive team. I disappointed the defense. I disappointed everybody on that field. Secondly, the fans, because the one thing Bo Schembechler's speech was is that you're going out there and playing for Michigan. You're doing this for Michigan. So now you know. So when you take the field, you know you. He just put that on top of you, too. You're fighting for Michigan today, gentlemen. You take the field for Michigan. When you take this field, you have every man, woman, and child that loves the team of Michigan. You have this. So you already know what you're playing for when you take that field. And when you lose, you understand who you lost for, too. As a player. So that is built in you too. As a young man, you internal that too. You have to find a way to get that out. It's usually getting back to work. Going back to work.
As it should be in that case, obviously. Like we talked about, you can't, and like the coaches say, you can't let a one loss, one team beat you twice. And that they have to move on. That's one of the things I keep on hearing is, again, is people saying, like, well, you know, why aren't they still more upset about the Notre Dame game?
Oh, they still are, but
2 weeks removed. Right. And it's like, what's the point of that? If they're going to be upset about it, like, you want them to go and hang their heads and struggle in their next couple games, because mm-hmm. that's not going to do any good.
No.
And if you watch the Amazon Prime special, if you saw how Rashawn Gary took that Michigan State loss, you think he's the only person on that team was crying after that loss? That's just the only person you saw. I promise you, he wasn't the only one doing it.
Oh, absolutely
you,
not.
You think he's the only one that hurt after that loss, hurt the way he hurt? I'm pretty sure he had at least half of his team felt the same way. So I think as a fan, you have to remember these guys are people. These guys are young men. Like I say, a lot of these guys are a year or 2 years removed from high school. You know, just imagine if that was your son. If that was your son out there playing, would you want some fan telling your son he sucked because he had a bad game? You know? Now, if you're my son, I told you you sucked. But I don't want nobody else telling him. You know?
Wow.
Oh, he'll tell you?
Wow. There's Anthony being real. Excuse me. Another smoothie. Eric. Yep. Eric, another smoothie. My goodness. And I gave away the Kindle one, and I can't keep
it. You're going to own the smoothie place at this rate.
There you go. Hey, it's a good thing me and Kev are good friends, though.
But Ethan just gave me a high five because he gets one of the smoothies.
You don't get the old one. You don't get the old one. Wait a minute. Dad pay you yet?
Nah.
Okay.
It was like $1,000. I know he ain't got that.
Didn't I tell you we came on here and he asked you not to say that?
Well, I mean, you want him to lie? You want him to lie?
I'm going to pay him.
Okay. When I'm 30?
Yeah, wait, Dad.
Even though there was a little bit of a push-up contest over here where I think somebody might have lost that $5 back to his dad.
Okay, he owed $995 now. I got it. Don't worry, man. I got great. You get $5. You get $5 back.
I think
it's video games. You see, that's what you're doing. You can't be messing with the video games on these kids now.
But you know what, Jamie? I'm gonna tell you, I'm a competitor, and I get mad at him. I'm gonna be honest. I get really, genuinely mad that he's beating me, and I don't understand why I can't beat him. So that's how I keep owing him money. But I'm gonna pay him one day, or I'm gonna beat him one day.
When I'm 60, you gonna pay me when I'm 60? Like, how long is that gonna be?
I'll pay you when you're 60. I'll be probably gone from here. You get a big lump insurance check.
There you go. There you go. I mean, I'm just saying. Anyway, we got to go to a break, but when we come back, more good talk. We need to change it up a little bit. We got some things we're working on. You're listening to the M Zone.